80 years ago today, the Communist Party was founded in China. To mark the event, China's President Jiang Zemin gave a two-hour speech in the Great Hall of the People in Tiananmen Square. He focused on the revolutionary spirit of the early days of the party and on the last two decades of economic growth, but he ignored any mention of what many say is the most pressing issue, political reform. NPR's Beijing bureau chief Rob Gifford has more on the challenges facing China's Communist Party leadership today.
China's main English language newspaper carried a line yesterday which read, "To imagine a Chinese future without the Communist Party at the helm is nightmarish." The editorial went on to discuss how the party has shifted from revolutionary vanguard to economic modernizer. The last 20 years of economic reform have brought China from near collapse in the late 70s to economic powerhouse status. But the unspoken issue now is political, not economic reform. The subject is too sensitive for Chinese intellectuals to discuss on the record with a Western reporter. But Professor Merle Goldman, author of the book Sowing the Seeds of Democracy in China, says Chinese intellectuals frequently talk about the contradictions in modern Chinese life.
It's very clear that China is one of the fastest, if not the fastest, moving economies in the world today. So this is a society that is changing. What it hasn't changed is its political system. It is still a Leninist party state, which means that it is ruled today by a few old men at the very top. The real problem is that the political system is totally out of sync with the economy and the social changes.
Before the suppression of the Tiananmen Square demonstrations in 1989, many people were talking publicly about how to reform the Communist Party. But since the suppression of that movement, all talk of political reform has faded. Officials and intellectuals quietly say that the party leadership is trying to put more emphasis on reforming the legal system and creating more accountability. But it's clear there are limits to how much can be reformed within the structure of a one-party state. Part of the problem, says Merle Goldman, is that China's political thinkers do not see many good examples of political reform.
If you talk to intellectuals privately, almost invariably, they say, we need political reform. The problem is, what kind of political reform? I would say the one thing they do agree about is they do not want to go the way of the former Soviet Union. They feel that to change overnight would be disastrous for them. So what they want is the beginning of political reform, but to be done slowly and gradually.
The road is made more dangerous by increasing public anger at rampant corruption within the party, and by the fact that 20 years of economic reforms have now created as many losers within the system as winners, and they're starting to vocalize their discontent. But the party is not standing still completely, nor are those who join. There's more pragmatism these days. You'll rarely hear mention of Marx or Lenin, and you're more likely to need an MBA to join the party now than a copy of Chairman Mao's Little Red Book. Young people admit they don't join up for ideological, but for practical reasons. It's the fast track to a better job, and many see party membership as a way to self-enrichment. But on the 80th anniversary of the founding of the Communist Party, that seems to be exactly its problem. As so often in China, history repeats itself. The party, which emerged in the 1920s and 30s to empower the downtrodden peasants and workers, has ended up creating a new, often corrupt elite of exactly the type that the Communist Party itself rose up to overthrow. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.